Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. It's nice to get away from routine for a bit. Last week it was the announcer's annual Sharabang outing, and we all went to John Snagg's place at Clacton. It's very nice too. Pie and chips, ninepence, and beats me how he makes a profit. Mind you, when our island draft get away for a bit, they always end up a dead loss. Life can be a trying thing for Commander Povey too.
Hello?
Your wife is on the phone, Commander Povey.
Again?
Again, sir.
All right, put her through.
Henry?
Yes, my love?
Are you wearing three socks?
Wearing three socks? Well, of course not, my love.
Now, be quiet. I'm doing the washing, and I've got an odd sock. What have you done with the other one?
Well, how should I know? Does it matter?
Matter? Henry Purvey, that sock is one of a pair my dear mother gave you.
I'll ring the local police at once, my love.
Now, very well, Henry, have your little joke. But I shall tell Mother what you said about her gift when I see her. She'll tame you.
You know, no, my love. Hello, don't ring up. No. No. Oh. Bother. Now the old faggot will be staying with us for months. Hello? I've gone out.
No, it's not Mrs. P this time, sir. It's a gent from the Foreign Office to see you, sir.
See me?
Yeah, because the Admiral dumped him on us, sir.
He would. Oh, very well. Show him in. Yeah.
Ah, how do you do, old chap? My name's Jimson Whittaker Smudgley Smythe. Diplomatic service, you know.
Really?
Rather, it had to be with a name like Jimson Whittaker Smudgley. Smythe? What?
Quite.
We've got rather a ticklish job. for you chaps. I had a word with the Admiral, and he suggested that the draft on the island were the very fellow's fault.
Did he? Well, if the job isn't ticklish now, it will be by the time they've tackled it. What is it exactly?
A top secret, old boy. We've got someone who's got out from the, you know where?
No, I don't.
Oh, good show. Far better you didn't. Can't be too careful, you know. Anyway, this person's got out from I know where and is to be picked up from France.
I see. In that case, I'd better sail with them, or this person is liable to be shipped back to you know where. But I don't.
Oh. Oh, jolly sporting. What? The nice of you.
Yes, well, I'm going over to the island shortly, and I'll see to it that they are as prepared as they're ever likely to be. So you see, this is a job which is going to require tact, diplomacy, and complete discretion.
Love it, then why come to us?
Believe me, Mr. Phillips, the choice was not mine. Now then, you'll sail for France in the morning.
Oh, good show.
And I shall be coming with you.
Oh, now you've spoiled it.
This agent will be contacted in a certain cafe and smuggled back aboard Trunkbridge. It's absolutely essential that he returns to this country. And there are reasons to believe that there may be attempts to prevent him. I shall go ashore and collect him.
Oh, fair enough, sir. And whilst you do that, we'll pop into the local Folly Bergère.
Oh, you won't! This is not a pleasure cruise.
Oh, of course it isn't, sir. You're coming with us.
Exactly. What? Have a care, number one. Remember, if anything goes wrong with this operation, you'll have not only the Admiral, but also the whole of the diplomatic service gunning for you.
With all due respect, sir, they'll be pooping a few off at you first, so we'll have time to have... Oh.
Mr. Phillips, go and tell the chief we're under sailing orders tomorrow morning.
Aye, aye, sir.
And tell him when we get to France, he can't take French leave.
He's more likely to take a British liberty.
I'll go round to Stores straight away, sir. is he? Where is he? Where's that flaming pier? That's what I want to know. Where is he? Where is he? I don't like this, Johnson. I don't like it at all.
No, I didn't think you did, somehow.
All right. That'll do, you playful pudding. If something's gone wrong, and Johns is in the putrefaction, Fatso is going to be wallowing about in it too.
Ooh, what's gone wrong then, Chief?
What's gone wrong?
Yeah, what's gone wrong?
It's this month's wine shipment. That's what's gone wrong. Pierre should have landed here with it hours ago.
Well, perhaps the Coast Guard's nabbed him at last. Of course, if they have got him, he may talk.
Eh?
Yeah. And if he tells them where he was going and who ordered the wine...
He wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. No, not Pierre. He wouldn't. No.
Would he? He might. If he does, you know what'll happen, don't you?
Well, I've got a fair idea, yeah.
Yeah. Any minute now, a customs bloke will be walking up the path outside these stores.
No, Fatso, no, stop it, no.
And he'll come right up to the door.
No, stop it. Stop it, you're making me all of a doodah.
Then he'll stop, and the next thing will be a rat-a-tat-tat on the door.
A rat-a-tat-tat?
Yeah, a rat-a-tat-tat.
Hello!
Chiefy!
Not guilty. I want Mr. Visiting Matitva. Clear the court. Answer for me, lad.
Sacre bleu. What is going on, huh?
I wish to call French evidence, which were... Stone me. It's you, Pierre. It's you. Cool, you're here. And it's you.
Pity that sport my day, you have, Pierre.
Watch it. It may be your last. Pierre, where have you been?
Swimming, mon ami.
Swimming? Look, here I've been doing me... Instead of me clinical nut looking for you, and you've been swimming...
I did not have the choice. My boat is at Earth.
At Earth? You mean at ground, you clot. How the purple people did you manage that?
Manage it? Oh, no trouble. It was easy. Bump, bumpity bump, conch is done.
What did you run aground for?
I had to give the launch carrying Monsieur Le Thunder got the slip.
Oh, blimey. Trust him to turn up when he's not wanted?
I had to nip into Smuggler's Cove.
Smuggler's Cove? But the water's only 6 inches deep there when the tide's out.
This I found out also. When a dirty great rock appeared through the bottom of the boat.
Stone me, that's torn it.
Oui, Chiefy, right down the middle. Now, you must borrow some other boat and get me back to France, please, as Mama will worry.
Here, I think I'll go out for a bit the back way. Ta-da.
Hey, hello, who's coming in the front way?
Something in a flat hat and shiny buttons.
Oh, is that all? There's no need to... Take cover! Vive la France, Belter!
Quick, Pierre, get behind the racks at the back of the stores.
Ah, there you are, Chief. Commander Povey's here, and we're under sailing orders again.
Sailing orders?
Mm-hmm.
What? Me leg! Oh! Oh, me leg! It's the twinging screws again! I can't move me leg! I can't move it! Stretch of bearers! Over here, lads!
I say, this is awful.
Yeah, and so sudden, too.
the pain. Oh, the irony of it. Just as I was to have the chance to serve the flag in Forrigan Pulse. I get struck down in me primes. Oh, the agony. Ah, oh.
Ooh, it's a shame.
Yes, that it is, sir. An ill-timed disaster, of course.
Ah, well, never mind, Chief. We'll just have to go to France without you.
Yes, I suppose. France? You say France?
Oh, yes. Oui.
Wait! I'm cured! Mr. Phillips said it's magic, I'm cured. Never a drop of liniment and I'm cured.
By Jove, that's absolutely remarkable. Remarkable recovery. It was so quick.
Yeah. If you said we were going to France earlier, it could have been a lot quicker, sir.
Belter!
Oh, well, we'll see you aboard after all, then, eh, Chief?
Ah, yes, you will indeed, sir. You will indeed. I'll have Troutbridge made ready at once, sir.
Oh, good man.
Incidentally, what are we going to France for, sir? Mm-hmm.
I've got a secret mission at the Folies Bergère.
No.
That's it. That's it, yes. It's a secret mission.
Oh, secret mission.
Yes. What's the matter, Chief? You look worried.
He doesn't know whether to have another attack of the twinging screws or not.
Thompson, one more and I'll put a short, sharp stop to your puff, so help me.
Well, we'll see you on the bridge in the morning then, eh, Chief?
Aye, sir. Look, sir, by the way, could we have some navigation charts aboard this time, sir? I mean, it might save us from doing a prolongated cruise.
Yeah, you leave it to me, Chief. Good.
All right, Gary, you can come out now.
Ah, oh, merci. I'm getting cramp in my gauche.
Don't you worry about the cramp in your gauche, because you're on your way back to La Belle France. By arrangement with Chief Petty Officer Pertwee. At a price, of course.
Oh, I might have known that. But I must get back or Mama will be upset. There will be nobody to do the washing up at her cafe.
Oh, well, don't worry. You'll be sloshing about in the suds by tomorrow night.
A left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a minute, sir.
Chief, you better change down. There's a corner coming.
Change down, there's a corner coming, sir. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think he means slow ahead both, Chief. Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Land ahead.
Thank you, Goldstein. We had noticed about 10 minutes ago, actually.
Well, it hardly seemed worth reporting, really, you know. Dull and flat sort of stuff. Not a bit like coming to Cardigan Bay now. Beautiful, that is.
Yeah, beautiful, possibly, but we're not supposed to be coming into Cardigan Bay.
Ah, more's a pity, I say. Just the right time of year, too, sir. Stramblehead now, there's a lovely spot, isn't it? My Aunt Gwyneth got engaged to my Uncle Thomas. My Uncle Thomas, the fish and chips up there, you know. Not that he had much choice, mind.
Goldstein,
well,
I'm
he
not...
slipped over the edge, you see, and she was holding on to him. If he hadn't asked her there and then, she'd have let go.
Goldstein.
Oh, no, there's a lovely, that couple. Never a day goes by without their acted hammer and tongs. Then you see, sir, there's my cousin Rachel Jones.
You know, the more I hear of Goldstein's family, the more relieved I am that I don't live next door to any of them.
Yes, I know, sir. Murderous lot, hmm?
Bridge?
But we were cut off, sir. I was about... I was about to... Think...
I know we were, Goldstein. I did it. Well?
Then it was jolly rude of you. And if there's anything ahead in future, I'm going to look behind, sir.
Goldstein. Hello, Goldstein.
I'm afraid you've had it now, sir. And if they ever get home rule, you'll never get a visa to Cardiff.
Bridge.
Not that I'm speaking to anyone, but if we don't stop engines in a minute, we'll ram the harbour.
What? Gracious, Mr. Phillips.
What's that, what?
Lummy. Full ahead.
Full ahead, sir.
No. Full astern.
Full astern, sir.
No. Sideways a bit.
Sideways a bit.
Yes, sir.
Left hand.
No, right hand. Back a bit.
Back a bit. Back a bit.
No, to you.
To
me.
Whoa, which is cool.
That was a near thing.
Can I open my eyes now?
All clear, sir. I'll chuck that French armor rope, sir.
Monsieur. Voulez-vous catcher our dirty great rope? S'il vous plaît.
Oh, si, si, senor. Muchas gracias.
What'd you say?
What did he say?
I don't know, sir. I think he said, si, senor, keep off the grass, you ass. Honestly, sir, isn't it just our luck, sir?
What?
Well, I mean, picking a Frenchman who only speaks Spanish.
Chief, sir, ask him, will you?
Aye, aye, sir.
Oi! Ob! Who the police is Estri?
Si, senor. Throw the rope, I catch.
No. I said, where are we?
In Spain, senor. You like ticket for cup final bullfight,
ah? No, officer.
That'll do, Chief. Well, Mr. Phillips?
No, not officer, no. I think I got a touch of the sun, sir.
Bridge, number one here.
Optimum here. This is Commander Povey. What have we stopped for?
Mr. Phillips is just checking his navigation plots, sir.
I see. You mean the fool's lost again.
Oh, no, sir. No, we know exactly where we are.
Now?
For goodness sake, get underway again, Ob. I do no such thing. I'm a happily married man.
No, senor. Usted aquí, usted aquí. Oh,
I see. Certainly not. Go away. Go on.
What's going on, sir?
Well, there's a man chattering through my portal.
Oh, yeah. What's he want, sir?
Well, he wants to know if I require tickets for a cup final bullfight.
Mr. Phillips.
At once, sir. Spurs down both, Chief.
I still can't believe it.
Oh, it's true, sir. This is Calais, all right.
Well, I'm going ashore to pick up this agent and try not to be sunk by the time I come back.
We'll do our best, sir.
How will you know this agent, sir?
Well, we have a code, of course. I have to say, welcome home. And then he says, thank you. How did you know I'd been away?
How did you, sir? I mean, I'd no idea until you... Oh.
For goodness sake, sort him out, number one. I must get to the rendezvous and see if this agent's turned up yet.
Do you have far to go, sir?
No, it's in one of these wretched waterfront cafes. I shall probably have to drink the most dreadful cup of tea.
I'm going to play...
Here, Mrs. Cockon. Hey. Mrs. Carton, yeah. Mrs. Carton, the waitress, please. Hey. Vidi, vidi, vicky, easy.
She must be English.
Here, have you made up your mind what you're going to have yet, Fatso?
Yeah, beat 6 months in the nick if we're caught ashore without a pass.
Oh, look, will you stop worrying?
What?
Look, now we've got Pierre back, he's invited us here to have anything we fancied on the Maison. Pass or no pass, we're having it.
Well, what have they got then? I'm starving.
Well, let's have a look at the menu here. Hang on, look at it here. Look at this, lovely. Look, snails on toast.
Yeah.
Frog's legs on toast.
Yeah.
Chocolate covered ants.
Well, you can scrub round the rest, I just lost my appetite.
Well, look, we've got to have something.
Why?
Because I like the idea of Pierre having to wash it up for us afterwards.
Hey, there is Pierre now.
Oh, yes. Here, Pierre. Here, what have you got that sticks to the plates after?
Oh, I've got something sticky, all right, but you won't like it, Johnsy.
Why? What is it? Grasshopper marmalade?
Yeah.
No. No, it is Commander Thunderguts.
He's here.
Where?
There.
Blimey, so he is.
Well, he's entitled to pop in for a snack, you know, if he feels like... If...
Help! I don't want to go in the nick.
Keep your voice down, you nit.
All right, I don't want to go in the nick, sir.
Here, look, go and find out what he wants.
Right. Pardonne-moi. Oh, mind your chien, madame. Pardon. How do you do, Commander Fauville?
What? Who told you my name? Yes, I get it. Welcome home.
Oh, thank you. How did you know I'd been away?
As I thought. Quick, there's no time to lose. We must get aboard while you're still safe.
But, monsieur, please leave me go.
No, come on, man, quick. I mean, beat the alley boots.
No, wait. Au revoir, mama.
Well, I'll be sloshed. Here, what's old Thunderguts playing at?
Looks like a bit of cops and robbers to me.
Hello, boys. Is there something you wanted?
Yeah, who said that? Oh, it's you, Mrs. Garcon. Hello.
I am waiting for your orders.
Yeah, well, that is, yeah, well... That is...
Good. I'll have a cup of tea, please, and another one like you for me.
Pardon?
Never mind my peasant friend. Do you come here often, like?
I live here with Maman and Pierre.
Oh, well, in that case, welcome home.
Thank you. How did you know I'd been away?
Well, you've got snow on your sweater.
Quick, we must get aboard at once. They cannot be far behind.
Can't they? I mean, who can't? What are you talking about?
You know who from you know where.
I don't even know who knows what from you know which anymore.
Hurry, we must get away to your ship before it is too late. Come
no,
on.
No, wait a minute. No, come on. Women aren't allowed. No, wait. Oh, wait a minute. Here, help. He's being kidnapped.
Well, chaps, I do congratulate you on the most black. Take on show.
No, it was nothing, sir. We in the senior service are always only too pleased to undertake any task, no matter how delicate, difficult, or dangerous.
You know, he sounds like Pertwee doing his England expects bit when he's in the muck.
I heard that, Mr. Phillips, and you'll be in the muck as well in a minute. Chief Petty Officer Pertwee already is. When he got back to the island, I caught him trying to sneak a young woman ashore.
Lummy. Bully for you, Chief.
Rather. And she's told us all about it. Cracking good show on his part. Deserves promotion.
Well, I think I would say in all modesty that I'll...
Promotion? Have you gone mad, sir? He's facing a court-martial.
Oh, bags and bags of nonsense. He was the one who rescued Fifi for us.
Rescued Fifi? Who the blazes is Fifi?
Our agent, of course. This man, Pertwee, is officer material if ever I saw it. Amazing initiative. I shall chat to the Admiral about him.
Yes, pretty kind of it. No. Talk, no. It's all right, sir. I'm happy where I am. I'll lose all my profits. No, sir, no.
Do be quiet, Pertwee. Now, look here, Smy. How can your agent be called Fifi? I brought a man back who I thought...
No, Commander Povey. No, you didn't. Did you? No. Yeah, rescuing Fifi was all your idea, sir. You acted as a sort of decoy with Pierre, sir. Didn't you?
By George, it looks as if I've been congratulating the wrong chap. So it was all your idea, then, Povey?
I suppose you could, modesty forbids.
Oh, exactly well done. You must give me all the details. I want to let the Admiral know about this.
Oh, well, if the Chief would just remind me of the orders I issued, I shall be only too pleased.
No court martial, sir?
Of course not, Chief. Just my little joke.
Oh. No promotion? Never neither?
Fascinating to watch the way he does it, isn't it, Mr. Phillips?
It was terrifying, sir. I wonder how he'll fiddle it so Pierre gets sent back carriage paid.
Please, sir, just one thing. Come on, Apovy, sir, before I remind you of those gallant foreseen instructions that you issued.
I thought there would be. Go on.
Well, I was just wondering if I might have the use of your launch tomorrow, sir. A friend of mine has left his liniment on a beach near Smuggler's Cove. And he wants to get it to his mum in France.
Yes, of course, Chief. Yes. Help yourself.
Well, that's that. Game, set, and match.
Hello? Oh, one moment, please. It's for you, Commander Purvey.
Me? Hello?
Henry Purvey, I want a word with you.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, yes, my love.
Who was that fast-looking wench who was seen talking to on the jetty earlier? And in front of the chief petty officer, too. Have you no shame?
My love, she was an agent. We just...
Don't try to fib your way out of it, Henry. Now, why didn't you come home last night?
Well,
I heard you were in France without hubby.
No.
I told my dear mother what you said about this very lovely soft
she gave
you. Yeah. Have you gone the other one yet?
No, of course, well,
I don't suppose you even look. You haven't even tried.
That was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Jimson Smutchley Smythe was Michael Bates, Fifi was Heather Chasen, and Able Seaman Goldstein was played by Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.
Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.